News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today we conclude our three-part interview with Bob Cowell, the Director of Planning and Development for the City of College Station, kind of about development in the city, where it's been and where it's going. Bob, today, why don't we take a virtual spin around the city? We pretty well have touched on the Northgate area, I think, and covered that. But let's discuss maybe the development in the southern part of the city. Lakeway is a thoroughfare that we haven't heard much about, but we're going to be hearing more and more about. Tell us where that is and what the future is.
Sure, yeah. Lakeway, of course, is the street that was constructed actually with the St. Joseph's Urgent Care Facility and Lowe's, a piece of it. And then the other end of it is getting constructed with the Scott and White Hospital. And so the part in between, of course, is where the core of the medical district is. And so the city is actually currently looking at the design of a piece of that Lakeway combined with a piece of Barron Road extension going on east of State Highway 6. And so I think as the medical district kind of fulfills its possibilities, Lakeway will become, much like Longmire, really a significant north-south street moving between Rock Prairie and W.D. Fitch, and actually is intended to help relieve a lot of the pressure that everybody has to get out on State Highway 6 or out on the frontage road to move south, and this will help help facilitate that.
I think we're seeing that today with the construction on some of the major roads, just how horrendous traffic has been in the last 60 days, and it's because that happens. Now, you mentioned Longmire. Are there any plans? What can you do to upgrade streets like that that are in residential areas but are going to continue to have a heavy traffic?
Yeah, those are tough. I mean, most of our streets, we actually have a right-of-way that exceeds what the road is in the area, and it certainly is acquired with the expectation or possibility that we can expand it. So when you look at a street a Barron or an Eagle Drive, you might see a street that's 34, 38 foot wide, but we actually have often 75, 80 feet of land that we own in that area. And so the potential is there to expand. The challenge is just because the potential is there doesn't mean it's going to happen either financially or, you know, people have invested in the areas and they've invested next to a two-lane road and they get a little excited when you go to a four-lane road. So our approach is really to try to increase as much connectivity as we can, connect as many streets as we can in as many different ways so that it relieves the pressure of having to upgrade those, because it's very expensive to upgrade those. So that's really been our focus. But worst case scenario, we usually have the right-of-way that will allow us to expand those roads.
Speaking with Bob Cowell, the Director of Planning and Development for the City of College Station. So, as the number of people move in, as the streets grow, you continue to have the challenge of maintenance and operation of existing mm-hmm. streets and also building new streets. Is there some kind of a formula? What are the variables that are in there that make you consider how much of my budget is going to have to go for operation and maintenance? How much is going to have to go for new build?
Yeah, no real magic to that. And I know that Chuck Gilman, our Public Works Director, would sort of wish, I guess, that there was magic to it, because it would make his life a whole lot easier. What we are seeing is, and this is different for the City of College Station, we're still a relatively new city, is that we have increasingly more of our budget is needing to go to that O&M side of things. And the rehabilitation of old sewer lines, of old streets. And so what that's doing is it's going to, over time, demand more of our bonding capacity to actually replace some of these items. It's also required the city to do some things that we haven't had to do in the past, including Chuck Gilman and his folks have actually assessed every one of the city's streets to try to determine when certain improvements would be best made in order to keep their life long. So they'll decide when do we actually put a new seal coat down, when do we actually go in and just kind of fix the gaps in it and stuff, and at what point do we finally have to rehabilitate this. So it's requiring us to think a little bit smarter, do things a little bit different on those streets, and then it is consuming more of our funding than it has in the past.
On the other side now of the bypass, we have the Tower Point Center that basically hasn't stopped changing since the HEB opened. I mean, they just continue to move dirt.
Yeah,
there.
Definitely. And it's been interesting to watch because, of course, when that project was conceived and when HEB was put out there, the expectation was that HEB would anchor it, and then you'd see it surrounded by kind of your typical power center where you'd have large junior anchors that might be clothing stores or those kinds of things. And the market, of course, changed dramatically at that time. And what's been interesting is how resilient the layout is that they've created so that development still marches on. one. You know, would we like to see something other than four or five banks out in the area? Probably, but at the same time, it's great that we were able to get four or five banks in the area, and certainly the fast food restaurants and those kinds of
things. And you can buy any cell phone you want out there.
That is correct. And I think there's still quite a bit of development out there that the opportunities to have some of those other types of anchors as the market recovers still exists. So it's not that that opportunity has been lost forever. But yeah, probably every 6 months or so, we're seeing something new get constructed in the area.
So let's talk about maybe some other areas that are on the map. Are there some other developments that that we can kind of be privy to this morning?
Yeah, I think you know, certainly the BioCorridor area, obviously up by Health Science Center, is an area of focus. Again, back to the economic development, job growth. I think you're going to start seeing some actual development happening. The cities obviously are working together to put infrastructure in the area, get Health Science Center Parkway constructed. I think that the expectations are within the next few months, you'll see the large biotech facility that is intended to go out there go up. When that does, I think you'll start seeing some office buildings go up as well, and that's a good thing. Most of that's happening in the city, but there's in the city of College Station, but there's also a piece happening in the city of Bryan, which is good as well. So I think you'll definitely see that going on. You know, we still continually hope to see some redevelopment in some of our older centers. You know, we're always hoping for something to happen in the second old Ramada over where kind of off of Texas in that area. We regularly have folks coming in and looking at the property. I think we're going to get close to having something happen. My expectation is it'll be redeveloped for student housing as well as retail. It's a great location, so I think it's just a matter of getting the right partners. Hopefully you'll see more of that on Harvey Road that we've started to see with the Guitar Center opening and those kinds of things. But then at the same time, you know, we got to struggle with the national issues associated with, you know, Office Depot and Office Max, and then Best Buy, Barnes & Noble are all struggling, and they're all in one center that we have. So we've always got to be watching for that as well. So it's going to be, I think, trying to figure out the redevelopment piece is going to be a big deal over the next 10 years or so in the city.
Certainly, and I presume you and Jeff Kirsten talk regularly about what the future holds as far as the financial side of
that. Yeah, Jeff has obviously always got an eye toward how is our sales tax doing and the property tax numbers and so on. You know, we've been very, very fortunate in the community that though we may lose an Office Max or we may lose something else, we get a Sprouts grocery store coming in or a Guitar Center coming in. So we've been able to keep that sales tax growing. It still doesn't lessen the concern you have when you see some of those commercial spaces go dark.
In the 3 weeks that we've covered a lot of things, are there any holes there, things that we've missed that we need to look at as we see development as it is now and how it's playing for College Station?
No, I think we're in a really great position in the city. I mean, we've got definitely struggles in terms, again, of some of those areas that are needing redevelopment. But the stuff that's going on in Northgate, the areas that are going on just on the kind of the western edge of the city, southwestern edge, I guess, with a lot of, again, student housing that's gone on, really has kept the economy strong. And I think that some of the items that are going on in Northgate have the ability to dramatically change what's going on in the city. And I trust that that's going to be positive for the city as we move forward. If we can figure out how to manage the congestion, and if we can figure out how to manage the redevelopment areas, I think we'll be in a great place.
Is there another city that you can draw a parallel to that has gone through much of what College Station has?
You know, people always say, oh, this is the way, you know, these are some of the growing pains that Austin went through 40 years ago. I wasn't here at the time, so it's hard for me to know whether that's true or not. There are certainly college towns like Gainesville, Florida, that are going through very similar kinds of challenges. You know, kind of unique in that we have such a large university that has essentially all of its residential or all of its residences off campus, which is a very different situation, which has fueled a lot of our economy. But yeah, probably a pretty unique area. Some of the some things are very similar to other places, but the whole package, I think, is uniquely College Station.
Yep. Bob Cowles, the Director of Planning and Development for the City of College Station. Thanks for the time, Bob.
Thank you.